This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. You better call me a doctor.
Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. You know, the global tobacco use still remains high. I mean, even with all of the physicians probably, I mean, almost globally, telling everybody that, you know, obviously smoking is bad for you. We know that with commercials and ads and everything else. But the use of it is still high. And nicotine is very addictive. I get that. But I not that I'm on some crusade, but I do think it's a huge deal to, if we could get people to cut back on the use of tobacco. And so there's a lot of, again, it comes up with money, though. I mean, you've got all the lobbyists and all these people out there that are, you know, it's big business. So, again, you're fighting that, too. So so many pro-tobacco forces, they often overshadow the less well-funded tobacco control strategy. So the global tobacco use remains high, and particularly in low- and middle-class income countries, according to the world's largest study on tobacco use. The research published August 17th in the journal The Lancet revealed that more resources are needed to fully implement tobacco control strategies to educate people about the harmful effects of tobacco products and help them quit smoking. Our data reflected industry efforts to promote tobacco use. Lead study author Gary Giovanno, chairman of the Department of Community Health and Health Behavior at the University of Buffalo School of Public Health and Health Professions, said in a university news release, these include marketing and mass media campaigns by companies that make smoking seem glamorous, especially for women. So the industry's marketing efforts also equate tobacco with the use of Western themes such as freedom and gender equality. Well, governments around the world need to start giving economic and regulatory advantages to agricultural products that promote health instead of products that, like tobacco, that kill people, Giovanni added. The study involved 14 low- and middle-income countries involved in global adult tobacco survey. Specifically, the researchers focused on Bangladesh, Brazil, China, Egypt, India, Mexico, the Philippines, Poland, Russia, Thailand, Turkey, Ukraine, Uruguay, and Vietnam. From 2008 to 2010, more than 248,000 people from these countries were interviewed in person on the tobacco use. But the interviews were compared to nearly 189,000 surveys conducted in the United States and the UK. Well, the investigators found that 49% of men and 11% of women at the Global Adult Tobacco Survey countries smoked or used smokeless tobacco. Although the rates of smoking among women in these countries remain low, they started smoking earlier, and the women started using tobacco around age 17 and in their early 20s. Well, the most popular form of tobacco were cigarettes, but of course, there was a high number of tobacco users with men with chew. You know, it's chew and also snuff itself. Study authors pointed out that pro-tobacco forces in these countries impede efforts to control tobacco use, and in some countries, the government actually owns the tobacco industry. That's interesting. So the China National Tobacco, for example, which is owned by Chinese government, sponsors dozens of elementary schools where students are subjected to pro-tobacco propaganda. Some messages even equate tobacco use with academic success. That's mind-boggling, really. So the tobacco industry also has developed ways to make tobacco products more palatable for non-smokers who are using them for the first time. These products are technologically designed to mask harshness, provide particular taste sensations, and increase the nicotine delivery. That's unbelievable. I mean, the FDA has been studying ways to work with this for years, but there's so much involved with it. I mean, the campaigning and the marketing behind it is unbelievable. And it's still going after the next generation. It's like, I mean, you almost wonder if it'll ever stop. But it is targeting our young people. They're still jumping in. They're still buying into it. And other countries, too. I mean, that's the interesting piece to this, that other countries have jumped in, and they're marketing to the kids. I mean, elementary school, really? They're giving pro-tobacco propaganda? I mean, that just, that blows me away. It's very sad, actually. It's got to change. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give me a call, or you can go on our website. We can answer your question there as an email, or we can make it part of the show. But don't forget, if you miss something that I talk about, whether it's something nutritional or talking about one of our providers, it's all at the website. You can always go there and find it. Gail, welcome to the show.
Alrighty, I was listening to you the other day, and I heard you say for hypothyroidism, you said to avoid cabbage, avoid Brussels sprouts. Okay, so I need to know what I should be eating, and if you think there's a natural cure, or is there a cure, no cure, and just only have to support the hypothyroid, support the thyroid instead of actually curing the problem.
Yeah, it's not so much a cure issue. It really, it comes down to the thyroid itself. You know, making sure that it's not, and let me just preface this by saying, it's not don't eat broccoli and Brussels sprouts and cauliflower if you have low thyroid function. I mean, obviously those are very good foods. They're very good for you. But you don't have to eliminate those out of your diet. It's just, you wouldn't want to eat five servings a day. That's where the goitrogens that are in those vegetables could potentially cause a little bit of an issue with the thyroid. It's not just eat a head of broccoli or eat some broccoli and your thyroid's going to shut down. So it's really not like that. But, you know, again, it's just everything in more of a moderate tone. You can eat other vegetables. It's just those cruciferous vegetables that can be a little bit of a challenge if you eat tons and tons of them. So that's the one thing you've got to be a little bit careful with. But yeah, it is, it's very interesting when you start looking at this and how the nutrition in our body, the foods that we eat, directly affect our overall health. I mean, it's actually amazing. So you want to look at that and continue to study it. But yeah, there's a couple of things that are very, very good for thyroid function. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You may call right now. Our scripture for the day comes from John 10:10. It says, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. They call him the thief. He says that I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. It's true. Very true. Powerful. It's definitely Christ came to give you life. Not so that you would be able to miss out, not so that you would be broke, not so that you would be struggling your whole life, but that to give you life, to breathe life into you so you can go to the next level. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give me a call right now. Christina in Texas writes, I'm having an issue with migraine headaches. Typically the pain over my eyes. What should I do? Well, that's over both of your eyes. You might be having what we call occipital headaches, which could be coming from the back of the head, believe it or not, where the muscles attach to the skull. Osteopathic physician, chiropractic physician, they both can work with that. Physical therapy is good with it, too. So you might want to go get some help on those ends, and they can start working on the musculature. And a lot of times that can relieve a lot of the pain and the pressure. Go online, send me an email. I'll make it part of the show. We'll be right back.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJImedia.com. That's PIJImedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. College students now find that emotional health is declining. Well, the pressures of high school and the effects of the recession have pushed the emotional health of the U.S. college freshman to its lowest point since an annual survey began looking at the issue 25 years ago. The American Freshman National Norms Fall 2010 survey of more than 200,000 incoming full-time college students found an increase in the percentage of students who say their emotional health was well below average. Well, the percentage of students who say their emotional health was above average fell to 52%, compared with 64% in 1985. The New York Times reported, well, the proportion of students who say they were frequently overwhelmed by all they had to do during their senior year of high school rose to 29% from 27% in the previous year. There was a large gender gap in this area, with 18% of males and 39% of females feeling frequently overwhelmed in their final year of high school. The study also indicated that the poor economy is causing a lot of stress for college freshmen. Due to family money problems, more students are having to get loans to finance their education. Students are having more trouble finding summer jobs and are worried about their college debt and job prospects when they graduate. So a lot of pressure on college students. I mean, yeah, and definitely one of the major issues with the financial stress, even of their parents, is a big deal. And I just, it's challenging because one of the things that I really see with young people, especially going into college, just is the struggle. You know, financial struggles, the emotional challenges of just the wear and tear. You know, high school is getting tough enough, and then going into college and making that transition and, you know, tough relationships and broken homes and all of that makes it really, really tough. So, yeah, I mean, freshmen have definitely some challenges, but that's where you have a chance to overcome. And you have a chance to really go to the next level as a student with a good attitude and just to bust into college and make an impact in the middle of maybe some down times. You can still make an up time, that's for sure. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. We're going to go to David. Hi, David.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm better than yesterday. What's happening?
Me too. Hey, I just got a question for you. I want to learn about skin tags. I've got some skin tags. That's what I've heard them call on the internet. I've never been diagnosed by a doctor, but around my neck area and then in the armpit area. Do you know anything about these and what causes them and maybe what some remedies are for them?
Yeah, I mean, they're just pretty much friction, believe it or not, from tight clothing or your skin rubbing together as you move and walk. And that's really what causes them. And, you know, if they're to get rid of them, you just cut them.
There's no after effects that they can do that?
No, I mean, you might want to have a doctor do it if you want. I mean, feel more comfortable with that. But I'm just telling you that standard protocol in regular family medicine is just to cut them. I mean, I've cut.
Okay. I read on the internet that they're a byproduct of diabetic symptoms and things of that nature, but I don't feel bad or anything like that. It's just been something that I've had most of my life.
Can be, but I wouldn't worry too much about that. A lot of times it happens with certain areas of the body, and yeah, I mean, does it happen with diabetes? Well, it can be, and it can be associated with it, but you know, again, I'll tell you this. There's a lot of theory of what causes it, but no one just has put their finger completely on it, okay? It's kind of like moles. You know what I mean? Moles pop up, and it's one of those deals where it can be damage to the skin and that sort of thing. But still, as far as getting rid of them, typically cut them. You let it scab over, and it'll heal, and it's no big deal. So that's what standard docs will do typically. All right. I mean, some of them get into the burning them off and all that, but most of the time they just cut them. They just lance them. So anyway, don't try this at home. There's my disclaimer. Okay. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health? Let's go to Stan. Hi, Stan.
Hey, I basically have been plagued probably since about 2 years ago My digestive system, it seemed like I was basically coming down with excessive gas, mainly flatulence. And I've tried everything. I've done my homework. I started taking the acidophilus. I started taking enzymes. Basically kind of watched my diet, realized, kind of outweighed, realizing the fact that I could have been lactose intolerant. That wasn't the case. And, you know, I kind of watched my diet. I exercise regularly. It's gotten mildly better, but it's just like after a while, I mean, I feel stumped. It's like, okay, I go to the doctor and I'm getting nowhere fast. So I don't know if you had any advice or anything that maybe if it'd be complicated to something else. I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, you're doing all the right things as far as what you're taking and using. Digestive enzymes. One other are proteolytic enzymes. They're a little bit different. You can find them in food, but the supplement form tend to work very well with folks. That might be something you want to look at. So they're called proteolytic enzymes. You actually take them away from meals, and they tend to do quite well. So that's one. Now, the other that you can look at, hydrochloric acid, betaine hydrochloride, they actually help break the proteins down a lot better, which, again, can help quite a bit. So that's something you can definitely look into. The proteolytic enzymes and the betaine hydrochloride both are very helpful. Now, cutting out dairy products can also be a help if you're still having some discomfort and issues with the digestive tract. Also, of course, you know me, I talk about gluten a lot. And not that I'm just completely anti-gluten, but I think limiting it is a big deal. And if you start having digestive issues, bloating and gas and all that, it's good to eliminate it. Because at least for a period of time, and see how your body responds to it. But yeah, those are all very helpful. I think you're going down the right track, though. Good job, man. It sounds like you've got a lot of good things going. It's just about fine-tuning it. And definitely get someone to work with you. You know, a clinician, physician of some kind, to kind of work through it with you. Even a dietitian are excellent at these sorts of things and getting you to the next level. All right, 888-283-7272. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralact more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralact is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralact restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralact is formulated for powerful results. Theralact, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralact, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralact.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Find out more, visit the show online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-3-7-2-7. It's your show. It's the show where your health is. Let's go to Robert. Hi, Robert.
I got like a pain underneath my armpit, down maybe just a few inches, about 4 inches down maybe. It will hurt for bad for a day, then it like quits, and then it will come back, and then it might go away for a couple of days.
I would just go in and see your doctor and have them check it out. I mean, it could be, there's a lot of could be's. I mean, it could be a nerve-related issue, very simple. Could be a rib head that's out, and the connection point of that, which can cause some shooting pains. And it could be something, you know, that could be glandular, or it could be one of your, I mean, there's a lot of could-be's with that. So I would definitely go get it checked out, no doubt about it. Just because, you know, pain aside, could be structural, but it also could be organic, meaning that it could be potentially something going on with one of your systems. And again, you get some blood work done, some other testing they will do, and you'll be able to figure that out. But yeah, it's one of those challenging situations. I know it's you feel pain like that, and of course you think the worst, and many times it's usually nothing, but I would still go get it checked. 888-283-7272. Check us out online. You heard of BPA, bisphenol A, kind of a hot topic right now. They're saying that higher BPA levels can lead to more heart disease. People who have high levels of the chemical bisphenol A in their urine may be more likely to have narrowing of the coronary arteries, a new study shows. The BPA has been used for more than 40 years in food packaging, metal food and beverage can liners, and many other products. Nearly everyone has detectable levels of BPA, including researcher, researcher David Meltzer, who's professor of epidemiology and public health at England's University of Exeter. He says his new study shows survey between urinary BPA levels and the width of the coronary arteries, which supply blood level to the heart. Most people who had narrowed arteries had a higher level of BPA in their urine, Meltzer says. The study published in the PLOS-1 does not prove that BPA narrowed anyone's arteries. Many factors include diet and activity that affect heart health. Still, Meltzer says we need to take it seriously that BPA may be adding to the other classical risk factors for heart disease, such as high lipids, high blood pressure, and smoking. Scientists from the environmental groups say that study results add to growing evidence of a link between BPA and heart disease. A spokesperson from the chemical industry says it proves nothing. Well, the FDA has been studying BPA for several years, and in July, it banned BPA's use in baby bottles and sippy cups. Most of these products were already BPA-free after makers stopped using BPA. However, some research done in animals has raised potential concerns that BPA exposure might lead to multiple health problems such as diabetes, heart disease, and reproductive disorders. However, the FDA has said the evidence at this time does not suggest that the very low levels of exposure to BPA via the diet are unsafe. The BPA and heart disease study details a new study is the fourth led by Meltzer's team. You know, I just want to say that, I'm going to finish some of these points, but, I mean, when they say things like, well, here's the deal. BPA at moderate levels definitely causes narrowing of the arteries, it definitely raises estrogen levels, and it definitely can affect overall heart health. Why would you not just get rid of it altogether? That's my whole deal. It's like, okay, at low levels, we feel like it's okay. We don't see any significant risk. Why would you want to put any of it in your body if it has a potential risk? Just get rid of it. I mean, the whole point is for us to live healthy. So why would you be putting chemicals in the body that are going to cause such an issue? I mean, it's ridiculous to me. It just makes no sense. So anyway, at the end of the day, Meltzer classified his patients by having normal arteries or immediate or severe coronary artery disease. Of the 591, 385 had severe coronary artery disease, 86 had intermediate, and 120 had normal arteries. We only had 385 with severe coronary artery disease, and even in that relatively small group, we found very clear evidence of a link of BPA exposure with coronary artery narrowing. A greater percentage of those with intermediate and severe disease had higher urinary BPA levels. So let me tell you something. You got cans that are, you're eating out of canned foods. Be cautious of doing that too much, because the lining inside of the cans are loaded with BPAs, unless it says so and it's specifically marked with that as well. It's just very, very, very challenging. So make sure that you do everything you can to avoid canned foods. Go frozen foods. They're just as cheap. And, you know, you just need a little bit of boiled water. It takes a little bit longer to prepare them, but you don't have all the chemicals that are in there. It's much better for you. The frozen is, I mean, of course, fresh organic. But, again, if you're looking to save money and you're going on a budget, go with the frozen vegetables. Throw it in a little water, boil it up, put it in a steamer, whatever you got to do, and it works just fine. Frozen is much better. So the BPAs are not worth it. And watch out for any of the plastic bottles, especially bottled water. And that's a whole other topic, because you go into bottled water and you think, well, I mean, what am I going to drink? Tap water? I mean, what's the lesser of the two evils? Well, it's a tough one. But filtered water is the best. Put it in glass bottles. If you really want to know the best thing to do, that's the best thing to do. Because the plastics are just loaded with the BPAs. And that's one thing you want to definitely steer clear of. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can check us out online. Any information you need is there at the website. So check it out and give us a call there. Now, Let's go to Carol. Carol, welcome to the show. Oh, we've got Harold. Hi, Harold.
My mother, she's 66 years old. She's been diagnosed with end-stage honeycombing pulmonary fibrosis. And the doctors have got her on all kinds of medicine, prednisone, and she's taking high blood pressure medicine. And I got online, and I was looking for natural cures, and I found that package with Cerecor and Acetyl and Clear Lungs and CeraRx and Synergy Therapeutics. Does that stuff work?
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. It's not a miracle pill, and it's not a silver bullet, but they can be helpful. I mean, one of the main things you've got to do is lower inflammation throughout the body, and that's a big key. So you cut down inflammation through diet, and, of course, cutting down the inflammatory foods is always going to be kind of a first step in this sort of situation. So that's what I would kind of focus on and look at. Is cutting that down. All right. There are what we call super agers. And we found that in brain scans that these super agers had thicker cortexes than their peers. Elderly people who experience no decline in memory have certain brain characteristics that differ from their peers who show more typical age-related memory loss, new research reveals. Scientists from the Northwestern University's Cognitive Neurology and Alzheimer's Disease Center identified 12 people age 80 or older who did as well or better on memory tests as people who were 20 to 30 years younger. Researchers dubbed them super agers, and MRI scans showed that of the cortex of the super agers was thicker. Many prior studies have shown that brain atrophy and loss of thinking abilities go hand in hand. A study is unique in that it starts with people with exceptionally good memories for their age and then looks at what makes their brains different, he said. He noted, however, that the study shows a correlation between good memories in later life and a thicker cortex and larger brain volume, but it doesn't show cause and effect. So what is unknown is if retaining brain volume protects thinking abilities, then the maintaining portion is really the challenge. It could be that those whose brains are built better to last or built to last structurally are probably those brains that are better built to last from a functional perspective, or that those who are exercising their brains may have less atrophy. Well, at the same time, the super agers also had a larger cortex, another brain region, which is also involved in attention and memory than the middle-aged participants. Super agers were born with more prominent cingulate cortexes, or if that region resisted atrophy later in life, according to the study. Well, with studies like this, one thing people want to know is that it takes to be among super agers. Well, unfortunately, there's no clear answers on what it takes to be a super ager, but genetics are likely to play a role. And in general, a healthy lifestyle is supportive of good memory. But in our experience, they said the super agers have been smoking a pack of cigarettes for the last 20 years. Others have never touched them. So there's a mixed group. So they don't know that lifestyle factors actually affect these super agers. They may say that it has to do more with genetics and what you're born with. So it's actually quite interesting when you think about it. I mean, to know that brain function is built on structure, which, of course, that makes sense, but to know it's built on structure and not as much with our lifestyle factors. I mean, the lifestyle factors definitely affect it, but to know that it's not as much as we might have thought, that it's more structure, that will be yet to be seen. So it'll be good to see kind of some of the studies that they come up with regarding neurological and brain function wrapped around this, just because it's interesting. All of it. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You may call right now. Some of our seminars are coming up. Get into our social media world, Facebook and Twitter, and we will keep you posted on the dates and the upcoming dates. If you want to jump in with those, be glad to see you as we begin to go into some of our top markets here. It'll be exciting. I definitely want to meet you, that's for sure. Always behind the microphone and never get to see you, so it'll be fun to kind of sit down and be able to. I doubt I'll be sitting down. Actually, I'll probably be standing up, jumping all around. But it'll be fun to see you nevertheless. Give me a call right now, 888-283-7272. We'll be right back taking more of your calls.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
With On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Now, I get a lot of calls and emails talking about genetics. Genetics in our health, is it all in our genes? And I'll tell you this, that there's some groundbreaking new research about our genetics, learning that really our lifestyle choices can help us live better and live stronger. It's not so much in our DNA, but it's about finding out what our DNA is, what our blueprint is, and then how to modify our lifestyle and to come up with customized nutrition based around our deficiencies in our DNA so we can make our blueprint strong again. There's a great company called GeneMe that does that. You can check them out at getgeneme.me. They do actual nutrition testing based on your DNA. So you can get a DNA profile, see exactly what, not just your blood test, which can fluctuate, your own DNA, what your cells say that you need. Really, really important information. And it's powerful and it's cutting edge and it's based on extensive research that's been done recently that we really know now that our genetics do play a role, but we can affect and influence our genetics by the foods that we eat and by having the right kind of nutrition in our body. And that's what GeneMe does. So getgeneme.me, that is the website. Just check it out. I think you'll be intrigued by it. I know I have been. I've been studying it now with DNA and nutrition. Of course, nutrition is kind of a passion of mine. And I've been studying DNA and the testing that's been done for DNA. It's a very simple test, but actually gives you such great information to figure out exactly what's going on inside your body. All right, we're going to kick it off now and go to the phones with Jane. Hi, Jane.
I was calling because for the past 3 years, I've been dealing with sciatica. I'm 24 years old, and I'm 3 or 4 days out of the week, I'm having to take pain medicines just to be able to get out of bed and take care of my kids. And I didn't know if there was anything else that I can do besides just take pain medicines all the time, because I personally don't like to even take Tylenol.
Yeah, I understand that for sure. Well, I mean, with sciatica or any type of nerve-related pain, you know, one thing you want to do is for sure get someone to work on the structural part of the body. Now, it doesn't involve drugs or surgery, but you can have either a physical therapist that does a great job. Chiropractic physicians actually do phenomenal jobs when you're dealing with the nervous system, and especially with something like sciatica. They're just the pros at it. Now, osteopathic physicians can do well, too, if they're still up on their manipulation skills as far as working on that. So that is... those are a couple pieces that, and really specialties that you can look at. Now, a couple things too. Nutritional deficiencies can definitely play a role. B vitamins, we all get deficient in if we don't eat enough vegetables. And vitamin B6, pyridoxine, is the actual version of B6 that is important for any type of neuropathy or nerve-related issue. The more B6 pyridoxine that you have, the more your body can be supported. So it's important, and it's, you know, obvious, important to look at that and get the right nutrients coming in as well. So just a couple things to keep in mind. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. We're going to Derek now. Hi, Derek.
Well, I noticed lately I'm a male, 50-year-old male, truck driver, And in the last couple of weeks, I've noticed sort of a little bit of lines on my eyes. And if this is most noticeable in the daytime, there's bright, sunnier days. Nighttime, it's not a problem at all. And then yesterday, I noticed some pressure in my eyes. It almost seemed like a sinus headache, and I don't believe it was.
Well, that's possible. I mean, with the eyes and that sort of thing, it's one of those deals where it could be sinus pressure, but a lot of times it's a deficiency, typically. And it could be iron deficiency. You might want to get that checked out. All you got to do is go to your physician, and they can run a simple blood test and check and see. Now, that's one piece. The other you might want to get looked at is it could be just something as simple as a zinc deficiency. And they can do some blood testing to figure that out. So you might want to get that looked at. But, yeah, I know that's it's frustrating because you're thinking, well, where did that come from? And, you know, that's not normal. Well, that's where they can go in and do the testing and really get down and begin to figure that out. All right? Let me know, though. Keep me posted on how it goes. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now. Go online, getwellradio.com. Be glad to make it part of the show. Let's go to Beth. Hi, Beth.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm better than yesterday. What's happening?
Well, I've got actually two questions. One, I'm 27 years old, and every female in my family has thyroid issues. They all have to take, I'm assuming it's the hormone.
It's levothyroxine, Synthroid.
Yeah. I have had zero energy. I have had, like, no appetite. My hair has been falling out. And my mom actually suggested that I get tested for my thyroid because, like I said, everyone in my family has it. I've been tested twice by two different doctors, and they said it's normal. But I have three kids, but, you know, that's some of my levels going down right there. But I used to have all the energy in the world, and now it takes everything I have to wake up in the morning and to get started. And by the time the end of the day,
A lot of times when you got energy, when you got low energy like that out of nowhere, and the thyroid checks out okay, I would do two things. I would look at your cortisol levels, have them check your HGH levels, because growth hormone in your pituitary gland can be a root cause too, and also have them look at your TPO antibodies. TPO antibodies really can show an issue with potential autoimmune that doesn't show up in the normal thyroid test, all right? But keep me posted. Puts another hour in the charts. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding medical.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.